Welcome everybody, calling the June 21st ACAT meeting to order. I guess the, okay, start the agenda, let's see. Let me get to this. Okay, first is the approval of the April 14th, 2021 special called meeting.
Teresa?
Yes.
So the first item is the approval of this agenda.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I was looking at my agenda and the first one says call meeting, so I skipped that. Okay, sorry. Okay. Okay. First item of business would be to approve the agenda. Do I have a motion to approve today's agenda?
This is James, so move.
Do I have a second?
This is Bridget, I second.
Do we need a discussion? Okay, I have a first and a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 Okay, any opposed? Agenda's approved. Now we do the special call meeting, okay. Okay, the April 14th, 2021 special call meeting. Has everyone had a chance to read the minutes? Okay, anyone like to make a motion to accept those? Do you hear a motion?
Asia Herndon, motion to approve the special call at ACAP meeting minutes.
Have a second.
Neil Ligon, seconded.
Okay, those in favor of approving, specify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay. Next is the approval of the April 26th Quorum PO meeting minutes. Has everyone had a chance to read them? There being none, do I have a motion to accept the minutes?
Asia Herndon, motion to approve the April 26, 2021 ACAP meeting minutes.
I have a second. Okay. All right. Those in favor? Signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? There being none, motion carries. Okay, was that the core, the ACAT meeting minutes or the board minutes? Okay. Okay. Next on the agenda is the June amendments.
Hi, this is Alicia, and I'll be presenting on that.
Okay, thank you.
All right, I am sharing my screen. You should be able to see it. So I'm presenting on the June TIP amendment to the fiscal year 2021 through 2024 TIP. This TIP was adopted by the Quorum PO Board December 2020, and it is now referenced in the state TIP, which was signed by the governor of Georgia in May 2021. This document is the Core MPO's short-range planning document, and it provides like a multi-year listing of proposed service transportation projects that use federal, state, and local funding within our metropolitan planning area. And from time to time, we modify the TIP to make sure that it's updated with the proper projects, revenue, and development schedules. And in May, we received transit project updates from Chatham Area Transit, and GDOT also provided funding and scheduling updates for highway projects. There are four proposed projects for this TIP. Three of those projects are related to Project Orin, where the pandemic caused unanticipated delays in their development. And then the fourth proposed update relates to various funding updates to transit projects. So for Project Orin, GDOT has provided us with a confirmation letter for us to move funds for the right-of-way phase. And the city of Savannah requested some schedule changes. And those changes include I-516 at Duran Avenue for us to move right-of-way funds from fiscal year 21 to 22. And then East Duran from SR-204 to Harry S. Truman Parkway. That one was to remove the right-of-way phase from fiscal year 21. From the fiscal year 2021 through 2024 TIP. And then the third is SR-21 from CS-346 Mildred Street to SR-204. And that one also was to remove the right-of-way phase from the fiscal year 21 through 24 TIP. And for the proposed transit projects, CAT's moving several projects from fiscal year 2021 to 2022 due to some unexpected delays that they were having with their facility modification projects. And those proposed changes include Section 5307, the Urbanized Area Formula Funds, which are used for operating assistance and CAT's capital projects. And then there's also Section 5339, for bus and bus facility program funds. And we also have FHWA flex funds, which is for the CAT facility rehab. And then the fourth one is for the 5307 FTA ferry boat discretionary funds. And that's for ferry maintenance facility and ferry rehabilitation. And attached with your agenda and the staff report are the appendices that show our public notice, all the updated TIP projects and pages, and something else that we're including that's a little different this year, since June is the end of our fiscal year 2021. We've included a table that shows updates on all the highway and transit projects that are in the fiscal year 2021 through 2024 TIP. And so today the MPO staff is asking the committee to endorse these proposed updates for the fiscal year 2021 through 2024 TIP.
Move that we endorse.
Is there a second?
Second, Asia Herrington.
Okay. Any discussion?
Madam Chairman, this is Waikota. Since we are still in the 15-day public review and comment period, so if there are any changes, we can still make the updates to the report. And we actually received some communication this morning from Georgia DOT. They have been communicating with the City of Savannah. City of Savannah's Traffic Control Center project probably cannot make fiscal year 2021. So to the highway projects, we already have three listed over here. We might add another one that we need to move to fiscal year 2022. So I think if we make the motion today, would be the endorse the TIP amendment subject to the corrections or updates to be made.
Any other discussion? Do we need an amendment for that? A motion?
I amend the motion.
Okay.
All right. Asia Herrington, second.
Okay. Those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Aye. By nay? Motion carried. I'm sorry, my device is reading and stuttering. So can somebody tell me what the next agenda item is?
Yes, so we've now moved on to item 3, status reports. And that is the fiscal year 2021 UPWP budget adjustments.
Thank you.
Okay, this is Waikota, and I will do the presentation. As you know, that the Unified Planning Work Program is the staff budget. So it details what tasks the staff will charge to what category. So at the beginning of the fiscal year 2021, when we adopted the fiscal 2021 UPWP, we actually have a budget for each task. For example, the operations administration, training and professional development and TIP, long range, et cetera, et cetera. So by the end of the fiscal year, we actually do an evaluation based on the actual work that has been performed and then the remaining balance for each task. And if we say one task is over, has like under budget or something, we need to move the funds to that category to cover the cost. And so the money will be moved from those tasks that have a surplus. So we actually did this evaluation in May, and then we found out that the operations administration, which covers the meetings, because I mean, we have two sets of special called meetings. In April, we did the special meetings for the UPWP. And then in September, we did the special called TCS meeting for TIP project development and prioritization. So that means we charged more to the operations administration, more than what we have budgeted. So, but basically, we still have a lot of surplus in like long range transportation plan, bicycle computation planning. So it's just this is just moving funds between the tasks. The total budget doesn't really change. So we actually sent the budget adjustment request letter to GDOT, and then GDOT has concurred or confirmed with the okay to just move ahead with this change. So what I'm doing over here, the PL budget adjustment as administrative modification, this is a requirement by GDOT that by the end of the year, we need to make sure the financial table in the current fiscal year 2021 UPWP reflects the final budget for each task. This is just to facilitate the contract closeout, because we're going to close the contract in July. So this is just administrative work to facilitate that. As you can see, the blue over here would be the budget adjustments. And then under each table, you will see the final budget for each task. So this is just presented to you for information, and no action is required. Thank you.
Okay, next item is agency reports.
Agency reports is also attached to your.
Go ahead.
Yeah, the agency reports attached under notices. I mean, at least the highway, GDOT, Chatham County, City of Savannah, and CAT project status reports, and the Low Country Area Transportation Study. So these are included under notices. So if you have any questions on any of the attachments, you can just open attachment, you can see the project status update. So if you have any questions, just let us know so that we will try to find the information. But this wouldn't include the agency report that Bridget is going to present to you today.
Okay, everyone ready? Or can you all hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, okay, thank you. This is Bridget again with Chatham Area Transit. And the only update that we really have right now with transit is trying to see if the social distancing mandate is going to be relaxed a little. Because right now with the mask and the vaccination, we're still under the transportation department. So we're still having to only have 3 people on our vehicles right now, which is causing extreme delays. I'm in the process of hiring more drivers, but of course that takes time and they have to also be trained. So once we coordinate with the health department and the CDC to see if we can maybe relax that mandate, the social distancing portion of it, then we should probably see a lot more effective transportation, some of our transportation issues resolved when we're able to actually put more people on our vehicles right now. So that's what we're working on along with the CDC and other health organizations, just to make sure that we are following the science and making sure that we're not putting anyone at risk in any undue risk. So right now with paratransit, it's just the hiring, trying to get enough staffing. And we do have some new vehicles that will be coming in, I believe around September. August, September. Right now, they're having an issue with locating a chip that is needed in the vehicles. So all paratransit agencies that are getting new vehicles are having the same issue. So that put our project out a little further. We were supposed to have these next month. So we're looking at maybe the end of August, September for our new vehicles. And I'm hoping in that time, we also have bodies to put in them with the hiring that we're doing. So that is all that I have for Chatham Area Transit at this time. Thank you.
You don't have enough drivers right now? Is that the
right one? We've had some, just like any other agencies, there have been terminations, they've been sicknesses, FMLA, you know, the basic things that happen with organizations. So we're not any different than anyone else. And quite frankly, some individuals, and I'm sure a lot of other agencies and just employees are in general, people just don't want to work right now. No matter how attractive you make it look, most people are staying home. But we do have a class starting July 6th. It's a small one, but I'm going to be hiring right behind them. So once they are out of training, I will have another set of drivers in anticipation of our new vehicles coming.
And I did want to bring up to you, Bridget, I think you've answered part of my question, but there have been a lot of issues with ridership not being able to depend on whether paratransit is actually going to pick them up or not pick them up. And the delays have been really bad, but I understand shortages, but and you're thinking it's going to be resolved once this class is finished and once you get the mandates relaxed.
Right, because that's one of our big reasons is just I drove all last week in some of our support vehicles, but I can only I can only bring in our ambulatory drivers. I cannot transport any of our individuals that are in wheelchairs. I can't transport them in a support vehicle because we just don't have the accommodation in those. So we have it's been all hands on deck. My schedulers, my COO, anybody who can get a support vehicle, even if it's just picking up one passenger or two. And I worked, I think, Friday from 8 to 8, just filling in those gaps where it's been difficult to get those individuals that are kind of on the outskirts, Pooler. We have them as far as Landings area, Diamond Causeway. So whenever we can all fill in, that's what we've been doing just to help our operators because they are tired. They've worked through the pandemic and they're still working. So exhaustion is kind of setting in as well, which I understand. So we are, everybody is doing everything that they can possibly to get our passengers picked up. And, you know, they see the world opening back up. So everyone wants to be out. They want to be you know, to go places that they may not have considered essential last year. And now, you know, everyone, they do want to go back out. So we've been doing everything in our power to communicate with our customers, because we know communication is the most important thing. If you know that there's going to be a delay, depending on the reservation, you may can reschedule. So we know pretty much, our schedulers know right now it's 1:30. They have an idea of what it's going to look like tomorrow already. So we're getting the communication out to our passengers as early as 3 and 4 o'clock to let them know, you know, Tuesday is going to be heavy ridership. So expect delays. However, we'll continue to communicate with you once you are assigned a driver or once we have more information. And that's really been working out well, because at that point, the customers at least have the opportunity to make a decision the night before than waiting the day of to say, okay, you know what, I'll just reschedule, or I'll try to go, you know, another time, or whatever the case is. So the call center is doing a very good job of, and the scheduler, because once the scheduler knows a little bit how we are anticipating the next day, they're letting the call center know, and we're making those calls to our passengers.
Okay, also that scheduling that's supposed to let person know the night before, I did get a call last night, but there was no information available and the office was closed when I called.
Okay, so what I can do, we do have an after hours numbers because our dispatchers are still there. And typically,
well, it said emergency, and I didn't know if that was an emergency.
That is an emergency, yes, ma'am.
Okay.
That is an emergency. So anytime, if for any reason, I mean, it's technology, if you don't, if you can't understand what your message is, the dispatchers are able to give you any information that you'll need in regards to your trip.
Okay. Okay. So we can use that emergency number.
Absolutely. Yes, ma'am. Okay.
And also just, I know you guys are having issues, but those of us who aren't able to drive or have people to take us places, other means of transportation are cost prohibitive, and they're having issues now too. No drivers available. So I get the driver shortage, and I hope that gets straightened out soon.
We do too. We do as well. So that's why I told them, I said, when we fulfill this class, we're going to keep going until I am either a couple of things happen, the rules are relaxed a little bit, or we can just catch up with the amount of, because our reservations really hasn't changed. It's the amount of times we have to go back and forth to some of the same establishments because of the relaxation, because of the social distancing mandate. That's really what the problem is, because we're definitely not seeing the 600-700 reservation days that we had a year and a half ago. But some of the places that we have to go to, if, for instance, a driver has, normally they can get 3 wheelchairs on their vehicle, and those passengers may be going to the same place or in the same area, they have to either come back or, you know, get it assigned to someone else. And then you have 2 of our operators showing up at the same place, but it's because of the wheelchair and the social distancing issue that we're running into.
Do you expect those mandates to be lifted or relaxed?
Our COO he's constantly in contact with FTA and the area transportation departments, because we just don't want to run into a situation where we don't have the backing to say what we're doing. If someone gets sick, or if it's just brought to our attention, we want to be able to say, well, per this site, or, you know, per this conversation, this is why we're doing things this way, because we just don't want to put Chatham Area Transit in harm's way or any of our passengers or employees if we don't follow the science and do the correct thing.
Hey, Bridget?
Yes, sir.
You know, how many of your drivers have been vaccinated?
I do not have that information. Now, our HR department did ask, you know, for those who wanted to volunteer that information, if they've been vaccinated. I think they were doing it on that basis, to be honest, but I can definitely find out. But I know with HIPAA laws, that may not have been something that as a company we could do, but I know if you wanted to volunteer that information, you did. And I know that I was vaccinated, fully vaccinated. So I provided that information to our HR department, but as far, you know, how everyone else has done that or has gotten that communication to them, I'm not sure, but I can find out.
I would never want anybody to be forced to reveal
that. Right, right.
If you don't mind finding out how many have self-reported, that'd be great.
Okay, absolutely.
I'm just thinking along the lines of, you know, if FDA or whoever wants to relax restrictions, you know, if drivers are vaccinated and passengers are vaccinated, there really doesn't seem to be any reason not to. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. I understand. Absolutely. So I will definitely find that information out from HR and see what information that they can provide for me. And I will definitely send that back out to the group.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Also, I have one other thing about the online purchase of tickets.
Mm-hmm.
When you go on to, I can't remember the name of the website, but you're able to purchase your ticket in advance and just show, I guess, a QR code. But is that information for half fare that you can put out to people so that they, well, that would be for public bus transit, but I guess it wouldn't matter for paratransit. But I wanted to purchase those tickets on that site. I guess you just show your phone. Is that how it works?
Yes. If you are purchasing half fare, we can put your information in the system, because obviously everyone does not have that half fare. So once you're in the system, then you will, if you've downloaded the app, yours would automatically be on your phone. Then that way your tickets would be half fare.
Okay. And we would just notify Chatham Area Transit, the paratransit department.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Does anyone else have any other questions that I may need to address?
Well, I have one other thing, and I know when they relieve some of the mandates, because they say you're only allowed to take medical, shopping, or one other kind. If somebody wanted to go to the mall just to get out of the house because they've been stuffed up in the house for a year and a half, is that considered an okay?
We've actually gone ahead and honestly relaxed that because of some of the mixed messages that everyone has been getting. So I've told our operators, the schedulers, just to make the reservations, because there have just been too many mixed messages out there in the public. And that's just one less thing that, you know, I don't want to use the word to deal with, but it's just more aggravation, in my opinion, to our passengers, because it's just so much different information going on everywhere. So with that reservation, I've already told them, you know, just make it, don't question it. And of course, if that particular reservation is, let's just say, for instance, your trip is unassigned or we have not located a driver for you, then at least if it was a situation where, you know, you just wanted to kind of go to the mall and just relax or whatever, then at least if we called you, you know, you may say, well, you know what, if Tuesday is bad, I'll just reschedule it for Wednesday. That's a little different than a hair appointment. But in my opinion, self-care is important, just as important as everything else at this point.
Absolutely.
So I have told them, make the reservation. Obviously, if we're having a hard time fulfilling it, we'll just contact the customer as we do for everyone, whether they're going to the doctor or if they just want to go and just get out of their home. So I'm just advocating right now for self-care. And, if we can make the reservation, let's just make it. Because I definitely understand the importance of that. So just make whatever reservation it is that you make. And we're not going to we're not denying any reservations. We may tell you that there may be a delay, but I absolutely just make that reservation.
Okay. Thank you. That's all my questions.
You're welcome. Not a problem at all. Anyone else? Okay, well, thank you all for this information. And anything that I've been directed to get back to you all with, I will definitely do that and send a report out to the staff here.
Are there any more agency reports?
Does Live have something?
Yeah, this is Shannon from Life. I can go ahead and report that we still have the CARES COVID relief funds still going on up until at least the end of September of this year. I think it's September of next year. Also, we have now also started with helping with funds with people getting to vaccinations with transportation. Ones are not able to get out to get vaccinated that haven't been already. And also we do have a online Zoom event that we are hosting on Zoom this coming week on Thursday with telehealth.
Nice.
This is Neil. Just real quickly, Shane, can you describe for everybody the presentation on Thursday, this past Thursday, what that IELTS Skills event was?
Last week we had a transportation resource event where Life staff actually hosted it, where we gave out resource tips on travel for Chatham area, the rural areas that we counties that we service, for all the medical transportation services as well as logistic care. And we also did a half presentation about virtual travel, to where if you couldn't get at your house or if you didn't want to get out of your house for travel, you can do like online kind of different types of traveling, if it was to visit a museum or do different walking trips and stuff with the different various companies or another.
Was that a recorded thing that people can access later?
We usually do record. I don't think we recorded that one, but we do have a lot of all of the notes that we took down about it. So if somebody needed resources or another, we do have those. So they can always call into us or another, and I'll get those resources.
Are there any other agency reports? Okay. Do we have a project report to DOT?
I mentioned that these are just for information. So you can, the attachments are included in the agenda. So if you have any questions, you can just review the project status report and ask us the questions and we will try to find the answers for you.
Thank you. Okay, Chatham County project updates.
Those would be the same thing.
Okay.
Those are just information only, Teresa.
Yeah.
Are they? Okay,
yeah.
Thank you.
City
of Savannah also?
Yes.
Yeah, all those.
Okay. I do have something to report on one of the notices on 11 U.S. Department of Transportation Strategic Action Plan on Accessible Transportation.
Great.
Okay, I'll just open that real quick. Okay, so the Department of Transportation is creating its very first Strategic Action Plan on Accessible Transportation. And the timeline, well, not necessarily the timeline, but that project will be from 2021 to 2025. And from July 30th of this year to August 16th, the draft of this document will be open for public comment.
And they will be kicking off that public comment period by hosting a virtual event called Breaking Down Barriers, celebrating the 30th anniversary of Americans with Disabilities Act on July 30th of this year. And I just wanted to go over some of the major goals of the strategic action plan. So goal one is to remove unnecessary barriers to multimodal accessibility of public right-of-ways, enhance opportunities for people with disabilities to walk, roll, cycle, and use micromobility services to the greatest extent possible, remove unnecessary barriers for people with disabilities to seek licensure for, operate, and or ride in passenger and commercial vehicles, support the development and diversification of the nation's public transit systems and mobility providers to provide accessibility for people with disabilities. And goal five, which is to advance accessibility intercity transportation systems for people with disabilities. And then this last slide are just some important links to the draft itself, the plan framework, the Accessible Transportation website, and where you can submit your feedback.
Would you be willing to share those slides with the group?
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And it's also on the agenda as well. So you can click it and it's there as well, but I can share it too.
Okay, so what is the next agenda item that we can, that we should move to?
Just that the next meeting is August 23rd and then adjournment.
Okay.
I'm trying to get to that point on my agenda. Sorry. So all of those other ones were just informational?
Yes.
Correct. Okay. So the next meeting is when, James? I can't find that.
August 23rd.
Okay. So is that the end of the agenda?
Yes.
Okay. Do I need a motion to adjourn the meeting or just adjourn?
Yes.
Oh, I need a motion to adjourn.
I'm so moved.
Second.
Have a first motion and a second. All those in favor, aye.
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 Those opposed? Meeting's adjourned.